morning, everybody, and well, and thank you very much for coming to this historic meeting of the LDA in its final, in its last appearance in this guise before it pupates into something yet more magnificent. I want to echo very strongly what Harvey has just said about the significant achievements of the LDA over the last couple of years, because the other day I was in North Greenwich in what was once a giant post-industrial wasteland, the largest ex-gasworks in Europe, the most contaminated site in London, and I met a young man in the spanking new surroundings of a Ravensbourne college, and he held up a beautiful new lime-coloured ergonomic olive and olive stone pip holder that he had designed personally in the college, that was being manufactured in huge numbers in Thailand and was being sold to restaurants around the city. And then I met an equally brilliant young inventor who'd come up with a software program of the kind I think we've all been praying for. It steals into the memory banks of computers in companies with which you no longer wish to correspond, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely true. And it magically erases your email address from their memory banks. Isn't that fantastic? And I was so proud, and I was proud of the olive pip holder, but I was even more proud, I have to say, of the software. And both these ideas will, of course, drive jobs and drive growth in London. And both of those ideas, both of those start-up companies have been, of course, directly and indirectly supported by the London Development Agency in the last 2 years. Because it was only a couple of years ago, I think, that we green-lighted the £3.5 million for the exterior of the Ravensbourne College, the fantastic Penrose fractals that make it one of the most extraordinary and ambitious buildings in London. And so I think if you look back over the last period, I think you could say that 2.5 years after the beginning of the longest and deepest recession that this city can remember, at least the last 50 years or so, we can be very proud of the way that the LDA has not only turned itself around, and I agree very much with what Harvey said about that, and restored what had become a slightly tattered reputation, but also we can be proud of what the LDA has done to help turn London around and to keep our city growing and moving. And I want to pay tribute to everybody here who's worked hard on that. I want to give heartfelt thanks to all members of the LDA board for their work. And above all, I want to pay tribute to Peter Rogers and Harvey McGrath for the drive and the leadership that they have shown, because they have focused the LDA on promoting skills and employment. 2,000 people last year alone helped into sustainable jobs that lasted more than 12 months. 17,000 people helped, young people helped into positive activities. 20,000 previously workless Londoners, mainly in the host boroughs of the Olympics, helped into jobs. And at the same time, they've kept up a huge number of programmes to promote London abroad with, I think, ever-growing effectiveness. There is a very, very serious business case for promoting London abroad, and I think the campaigns of Visit London, Think London, Events for London, Eat London, Drink London, Talk London, all the rest, Sleep London, they have represented excellent value for money. And if you look at the sums, it's a 30-to-1 ratio of our investment in terms of revenue to the city. And we're now completing the work that's been going on for some time that many of you will be familiar with, of amalgamating these bodies, this constellation of bodies, into a single promotional body, a Promote London Council, so that London will shine ever more brightly abroad in international reputation, but somehow consume less electricity and consume less financial support, which, if you understand the metaphor, which brings me to the important work that the LDA has also been doing in the environment, with Renew and Refit, the retrofitting programs. Martin there smiling approvingly. They are fantastically important. We have a new £500 million London Green Fund, all of which are ideally placed, I would say, to the Treasury and my friends in government, to drive the green jobs, which I think the Prime Minister rightly identified in his speech to the CBI. And we all know that this kind of activity, this kind of energy displayed by the LDA is vital for our city, not just to reduce CO2, but but to give hope and opportunity to communities where unemployment in London is still considerably higher than the national average, where child poverty is higher than the national average, and where, frankly, far too many people are still trapped in the toils of the tax and benefit system. And when you consider that London not only still has these deep structural problems, but is also the UK region with by far the greatest potential for growth, the motor of the UK economy, it is more vital than ever that we continue the work of the LDA with a lean, effective, powerful development arm for London, democratically accountable and delivering on our priorities. And I know, and I listened carefully to what Harvey had said, and I know that there are people who are looking at the outcome of the CSR and something that even thinking the pressures on budget will simply be too extreme and we won't be able to deliver. And I say to you, well, they said that we wouldn't be able to secure the future of Crossrail, ladies and gentlemen, and we did. And then they said, well, we may be able to secure the future of Crossrail. I seem to remember they said, we'll never secure Crossrail and the tube upgrades together, and we did. And they said, well, okay, all right, fair enough, you've got the Crossrail and the tube upgrades, but you won't get Crossrail and the tube upgrades, and you won't be able to protect London, a world-class bus service, together with all the concessions, will you? I mean, that's just impossible, they said. And yet, we did. And I can tell you that this coalition government is absolutely committed to a development arm for the GLA, with a single economic pot, a single pot for economic development, over which we will have full discretion. And we are now working with the Treasury to complete our long-standing ambition to fold the LDA democratically into the GLA and to create a housing and regeneration body, maximising the advantages of putting together the cash and the land and the assets of the Homes and Communities Agency, which falls to London, together with the land of the London Development Agency, that will effectively be a new economic development company for London. And so all the while I want to encourage you to think that we will continue with our objectives, delivering on our Olympic commitments, which we must, expanding retrofitting in our green initiatives, which we must, and intensifying the fantastic work of the LDA over the last few years. I'm thinking in particular of initiatives such as the Royals, where I think you'll agree that an amazing vision is now being unfurled, working with Newham, where the Siemens Pavilion is the spearhead of a new green technology zone, and of course where we propose to construct a cable car running from the O2 to the XL, which we will name in honour of Vince Cable, if it gives us even more money. I make that pledge. To the business, more money from Beers, and he gets the cable car named after him. And our ambition is to work with that new economic development pot, with the housing money, with the GLA budgets, and of course with our still very significant transport budgets, not just to create a world-class high-tech city with fantastic transport infrastructure, which is what we want, make London ever easier and more comfortable to live in and to move around in. But to put the village back into the city, if I can use that phrase, because we want, working with the new development agency, to put more trees, to continue the work of improving parks around London, to encourage more low-carbon vehicles, and the fantastic urban realm projects that the LDA has been driving toward together with TfL. I thank the work, I think Peter Bishop and all those who've been involved. Fantastic projects from Windrush Square to High Street 2012, you'll be familiar with them. And of course, helping young people and to bring down crime and to encourage more trust and more civility in our city. And if you want one piece of evidence that this is working and our campaign to put the village back into the city is working, and I of course give you the bike hire scheme, where you not only see lots of people weaving around, wobbling around, I should say, in a village-type way on the new big blue hire bikes, but the statistic of which I'm proudest in the last 2.5 years is in the course of 3 months of solid operation of the bike hire scheme, only 4 of these machines have been stolen, ladies and gentlemen, compared to about 700 over a comparable period in Paris. And I think that tells you a lot about the kind of London that we want to see, we are trying to create. And if we can do that, if we can make our city ever more attractive to live in and to work in and to move around in, if we can create the seedbed, put the village back into the city, then I think that the natural genius of Londoners will do the rest. And you should never forget that this city produced the world's first bicycle, apparently, back from Dennis Johnson, I discovered, the world's first miniskirt, the world's first cash machine, absolutely where we were, where the world's first cash machine was used. Enfield, ladies and gentlemen. Barclays Enfield. And now, thanks to the LDA, we have the world's first program to delete your email address from the memory bank of vexatious companies who best use banks. Londoners have a genius for enterprise, ladies and gentlemen. Our job in the LDA is to help them flourish, and I know that this body, in its new guise, will continue to do exactly that and to help to continue to lead this city into recovery. Thank you very much, all of you, everything that you have done so far over the last 2 years, and believe me, there is far, far more that we will do together. Thank you very much.